Oh, hello. How's everyone doing out there? YDBT Daily. Oh, today's going to be a good one. Today, I'm a little spicy because it is 2022 and people still don't know how to email. I think easy devices like the iPhone has made people lazy. People are literally ignorant. I'm going to be honest with you, ignorant. You could say whatever the fuck. Go ahead, call my boss about it. I'm fucking used to it by now. You know, they order an email tune and expect a phone call. How am I going to deliver the tune to you via the phone? Do you want me to sit there and read the instructions I sent in an email to you? Guys, this show is going to be all about learning how to fucking email and reading comprehension 101, because today was IT day. Today was IT day. I do less tuning and more IT shit than actual tuning. I send a tune and then it's everything else. It's anything but how the car's running. How do I upload this? How do I do that? What do I do now? Where do I go? Why isn't this easier? If only you guys had a phone line, this would be easier for me. How the fuck is it going to be easier for you if an email tune has to get emailed to you? It is 2022, guys. Time to take a class on emailing 101. If you are a grandpa or you say something like, I don't know this computer stuff, get someone who's very well versed in computer stuff. Let's talk about it. Say hi to the people here. I'm going to give you a good 10 to 15 minute opening monologue, and then we'll talk some shit. Coyote Fury in the house, YDBT Daily, Andy Ali, Mendoza's Coyote, Diego Flores, Fris Pasteles, Rubber Ducky, Pastelazo in the house, Mike Rodriguez, Diego, the hot sauce, Diego again, Eliza's, Andy again, Mike Rodriguez, the same three motherfuckers do nothing but shit talk for the first couple of minutes. Douche did it. Darren Harper, RoboStyle Tango, 2000, Chrome Taint, 12-year-old kid that watches your shit, Cole Doherty, JD Swag the Mod, Blackout, Ken McAllister, TD Carter. Is it sad that I'm 22 and I don't know how to send emails? I hope you're fucking wrong. I hope you're kidding. TJ Sikorsky, Joshua Lawrence, that's a guy or a girl. I can't tell. It's a girl in the picture, but someone tells me it's probably a guy on the email. Teruviate, Craig, 305, S197, Chori Son, D-Rock Fox, Frank Reynolds, Big Rick, 5577, Mad Motorhead, Joey G, JD Swag again, Jason the Hot Sauce, and a whole bunch. Good morning, Insane. Good morning. And Dustin's Customs and a whole bunch of other people. Okay, let's get right to it. When I send you an email, okay, this is, let's say, for instance, you are a boosted guy. You're a boosted guy. You order a tune through Lund Racing. You pay. And the next email is this. Attached is your bass tune. It is RPM limited to 5,000 RPMs. Let us know if you plan to data log on a dyno so we can schedule it appropriately. This guide below will show you how to set up your Lund Racing N-Gage or RTD or whatever device we support. Included are instructions on loading tunes, data logging, setting sweep lights, updating firmware, and gauge display configuration. And under that sentence, guys, there's a PDF download link. You click it and there are pictures, step-by-step process, arrows pointing to where you should be clicking, stuff like that, like stupid easy. And then it says, data logging with the N-Gage is pretty self-explanatory and straightforward. You go into diagnostics, data logging. Then you select the config that should be already loaded onto the device. Once everything populates, you should press the screen to start the data log. It should indicate it is logging. When you are done, press the screen again to stop the log. Unplug and connect the SD card or USB back into the computer and open up the logs folder where the .csv log files you took will be. Simply attach it to this email. I may have skipped over something, so if you get stuck, just let me know. But everything is pretty self-explanatory with this device, which is nice. Here are some more in-depth instructions if you need them. And another PDF document giving you even further instructions with pictures, with detailed info. Below are the first steps in getting started with the remote session. Go ahead and load up the bass tune if you haven't already. absolutely no wide open throttle or boost until we give you the go-ahead to do so. With the car at operating temp, start logging idle for 3 to 5 minutes, then rev RPM 1500 and hold 10 to 15 seconds, then do the same for 2500. 3,500. Now, go for a drive in second or third gear and do a couple of slow RPM climbs, 2,500 to 5,000 RPMs. Come to a stop. Let it idle for 1 to 2 minutes. Stop the log and save it. This will be a long log, but will help more accurately provide data for us to adjust fuel trims with an average. Once we feel the tune is close, you can schedule a dyno session with a local dyno or do a closed road watt tuning. It's up to you. 2011 and up have built-in widebands from the factory, so that's what we'll be using either way to dial in air fuel. Be sure to check on our availability for the dyno route. The best option is usually to ask the dyno shop for a few dates and time that will work for you. Then we can choose one that works for us. Then we will go back and forth with logs and tune revisions until the car is dialed in. Once we are done here, your car should be 100% complete. Guess what the next email I get from 70% of the fucking people? Now what? Did you read the instructions? No. They say, what's next? What's next? Did you just not hear what I basically read? And that's the first email they get. Now what? What do we do now? What's the next step, boss? So excited to get started with you. What's next? Exactly. How do I load the tune? Hey, I don't get it. Where's my tune? I don't understand where my tune is. Where do I put my tune? Hey, Alex, how do you want me to sample the logs? Hey, Alex, do you think it's better to do it on a dyno or the street? I'm confused. Can you call me? What I read there were probably some of the most detailed instructions you'll see ever. And we still get the, I don't know what to do next. I need a phone call. Why don't you guys do this, right? When you receive an email, read the email. And if you don't understand the email, read it again. And if you still don't understand it, get someone else to read it to you. Because the vast majority of people just get it. You know what I love? You know how I know someone's going to have a really great performing vehicle? If the next thing I see after I send that email is a log exactly how we asked. And when I say a log, how many times do you think I see five logs in the email? They go, here's your 1500 to 2500 in one log. Here's your 2500 to 3500 in another log. And then they go wide open throttle in the next log. When it clearly states, do not go wide open throttle or boost until we give you the go-ahead to do so. So you know what I do? The moment I see three logs, guys, I don't even look at them. I say, please, sir, send me one log with everything that we asked for. Please go back into the first email that we sent and please read it, reread it if you need to, and get us the proper logs that we need to dial in your vehicle appropriately. Oh, this is bullshit. Can someone just call me? So guess what? Let's say we did call you. Do you want me to read this to you over the phone like a fucking bedtime story? Do you want me to read exactly what I just read in the email that I sent you to you? Okay, get out. Are you in your car? Yep. Okay. Take the SD card, put it in the, and then after you're done with that, now what? If you don't know how to email, if you don't know how to read, get someone else that can read and email appropriately if you're looking to buy an email tune. Now, let me ask you guys a question. When an email comes through to you, how do you reply to it? What is, if you want to reply to the email that was sent to you, how do you do it? Tell me, guys, what button do you hit to reply to an email? Go ahead, tell me. Tell me what button you guys hit to reply to an email. Go, I'll wait. I'll wait. Oh, you hit the reply button to reply to an email? Really? You guys hit reply? You mean you don't copy paste the email and send in a brand new tune to Lund Racing? People copy paste the email and send a brand new tune, brand new email to Lund Racing. Now they have two tickets open. So now someone like Nardi Jr., someone has to now take that reply that you sent to the open ticket system and merge it to the appropriate ticket, which absolutely bogs down the system. Reply to your email by hitting reply. Do not copy paste the email and send a brand new email in. What that does is open a new ticket. Oh, with SVT. There are people that probably have 10 tickets for one tune because they keep not hitting reply. They copy paste the email, which is actually more difficult to do, and send a new email in. So now half of the job of Tyler and Nardi was just literally chasing down duplicate tickets, multiple tickets, multiple replies, because the person on the other end does not know how to email. I wish I was making this up, dude. Today was IT day. If I leave tuning, it's not because I dislike tuning. It's because I dislike having to deal with people in IT situations where we have to basically spoon feed you the information as to how to operate a computer. If everyone in the world knew how to operate a computer properly, my job would be fucking cake. If a lot of people had above average reading comprehension, my job would be cake. But it is very difficult. And then people say, well, I'm going to go to someone else and get tuned. Guess what? Everyone uses the same ticket system. Everyone uses a variant of Zendesk or something where you have to get an email. It opens a ticket and you have to reply to the ticket. And if you start opening new tickets, it's going to be a problem. I remember when eMotion used to be around. And every once in a while, you need, you know, resets, you know, like some kind of reset situation, whether it be software related or whatever. I had one ticket open with eMotion, and it was from 2015. Yep. They can go back in time and see all the correspondence back to 2015. What's up, man? Need a new reset? Thank you. Here you go. Have a good day. I didn't open up a new ticket. I didn't have 17 tickets under Alejandro Flores. It was one ticket. And we just went boom, 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 boom. But apparently people don't. And the first complaint they say is, I wish they had a phone number because I want to talk to them about how much I don't know anything about computers. And please, guys, I know I sound like a pissed off old guy to you guys. I'm trying to help you. I'm literally trying to help you, because if you are shamed enough to have to actually find out how to email people, it will make your life easier because we don't have to go back and forth a lot. It'll make our life easier because we get you done and out on the streets and racing, and we can move on to the next guy. Please learn how to email. It's 2022. And as always, I like talking shit because the sponsors allow me to. Parts Farm, Two Auto Solutions, thank you very much for being sponsors of the show. So do you guys work in an IT environment? Does anyone here work in an IT environment? And if you do, and you worked at the help desk, this is exactly it. This is exactly Car Culture Nation. Oh, Lund's customer service is shit, but that's how people are. I can't believe that Lund Racing has the worst customer service I've ever seen. Really, what's the issue? We replied to you within 2 minutes. Wait, you did? Yeah. Did you check your spam folder? My what? Your spam folder. My spam folder. Why'd you guys send it to my spam folder? We didn't send it to your spam folder. Your email did. So you're telling me you don't check your spam folder? If you haven't heard from Lund Racing in 2 days, there's a problem. We typically get back to you that day or the next day, first thing in the morning, based on how our ticket system works. But if you just wait around, oh my God, it's been a week. Where the fuck is Lund? Where the fuck is my tune? I have a race coming up. Did you check your spam folder? Fuck. No. Okay, check. Boom. Everything's there. That happens all the time. All the time. So if you're in a help desk situation, guys, if you want to get into tuning and you work in some kind of ticket system, sorry, half of your job, I'm sorry, three quarters of your job is explaining to people how to load their tune. Meanwhile, we sent them literal instructions. Guys, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you the instructions we sent people and they still have trouble. Check it out. Share screen, window, not that, Chrome tab. Is it this one? Yeah, Engage guide. Check it out. People, this is what we send them. This is the guide right here. It's got pictures. It's got pictures. Bro, attach the blah, blah, blah. Attach it. Put it to your OBD2 port. Look at this. Copy the file. Safely remove the USB cable. Method A, method B. Look at this, guys. Pictures. Tuning. Load tune. Check mark. Data logging. Diagnostics. Data logging. Check mark. And then it tells you about the sweeps and how to do the sweep lights, how to configure the N-gauge display. Oh, and guess what are the questions? How do I data log my car? How do I load a tune on my car? We go above and beyond to make it easy. And they still have problems. And then they say, Lund's customer service sucks. So when you guys go on Facebook, Instagram, Grindr, TikTok, you're going to see a guy go, man, fuck Lund. Their customer service is whack shit. That guy doesn't know how to email. That guy literally self-snitched and hit as him not being able to send a simple email, read the instructions, click the links, very easy shit. And if you are not computer literate, find someone that is. It's really, really simple because I want to get you done and out of here and racing. And I want to get to the next customer. But then if I had to teach you how to use a computer, that's going to be a problem. Can't you just send it to my iPhone? Then how are you going to get it from your iPhone to the N-Gage? I don't know. I'll figure that out. Sure will. You sure will figure that out. I'm a sales coordinator on a propane appliance showroom. I'll send people specs dimensions to make sure all products fit. And they still don't get it and blame us. Hey, I ordered a fridge from you guys and it doesn't fit in the hole. Oh, well, I sent you width, height, depth. Yeah, but what? I sent you dimensions of the part you are buying and it is my fault that you bought it after knowing the dimensions and saying that it doesn't fit in the hole you created? The fuck out of here, bro. Some people who put 87 in the tank probably. Lund on Tinder. Not too many GEDs in the world anymore. Dude, I'm telling you, in the beginning, I didn't have this many issues. I've worked for Lund Racing two times. I worked 2015 to early 2016, and then from 2018 to now. And I have never come across more people that are computer illiterate. I thought we would be ahead of the game. I thought we would be like evolved and we would actually be like knee deep in IT and everyone should know how to email. Every man should type 40 words a minute. Listen to me, guys. If you're not typing 40 words a minute, number one, you're missing out on a lot of pussy because I can reply to chicks quickly with my at least 40 words a minute. That ain't fast. But as a man, you should at least be able to type 40 words a minute. And if you don't, let's say you're one of those guys that goes, I'm not gay. I don't type like a girl. You're one of those guys. You're one of those fucking Neanderthals. Dumbass. Too many words. You have to explain in picture because society is now too lazy to read. And this is coming from someone who is 20. And the thing is, though, even if they read it, I don't think they can comprehend what they're reading. You've met those people, right? That can read a whole paragraph and have no idea what they just read. Imagine some paragraph telling you how to tie your shoes. Imagine what you would have to type out in a paragraph telling you how to tie your shoes. I might be able to picture it in my mind and go, okay, I understand. Do the loop and come through. Okay. And maybe if there's photos and some kind of illustration that might be able to help me, I should be able to tie my fucking shoes. What's up? What's up? Someone said, put the 956. I don't think it's not Mexicans that do this, but it doesn't help. Oh, bro. Oh, my God. Unreal, unreal, unreal. We got. I used to work for a nuclear plant. I would email the workers that were on the job, the color of the wire, number, and location, and they're even labeled. They would still get it wrong. Bro, Alex, please pay 956 one time. People are legit, know nothing about computers, and refuse to learn. How can you not know how to type at least 40 words a minute in 2022? The lights are on, but no one is home. I can type 75 words a minute if my nails are done fresh, says Mustang Lifestyle. Checking in late. Motherfuckers don't even want to type words anymore, right? Like when I see this, trina, right? Look in the chat. In the chat, that's not a word. That's not a word, trina. Trina's not a word. Like, you know, wood, WLD, wood. Like trina, wood. Like what? This is an email I've received. What would you do if you were me? Like I've received this email. I've received that email. What would you do if you were me? In an email. We're not bros texting on Facebook. We're not friends on Instagram. We are in a business doing a professional transaction, and I get emails that say, what would you do if you were me? Typed like that. Yeah, trust me, it's pretty fucked up out there. Get to the paid questions. You can't airdrop it? No, I definitely can't airdrop a fucking tune. Vincent says, I have a 2014 GT, and I got a T56 on the way. What rear gears do you recommend? Oh my God, 410s. 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 410s, 410s. And don't say, what do you mean 410s? That doesn't seem like, that seems like it's a lot. I guarantee that's what he's going to say. I remote tuned a Gen 2 a while ago, and the customer was doing watt pulls in fucking neutral. Instructions were sent in English and Spanish. In the email, it says, now go for a drive in second or third gear and do a couple of slow RPM climbs. And these guys in neutral go wide open throttle and slam it off the limiter. And I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't want that. Well, it says watt. I'm like, it says in gear. I work for insurance, and there's so many people out there that don't even know the vehicle they have or what a VIN number is. As I'm watching this, I just got a new ticket for the same thing. Trina. What should I get? Prelude or Lexus? Who cares? Finna. Needs repair. Bro, your videos are so helpful. Downloading a tune, upload a tune, data logging. The list goes on, sir. And that's the other thing. And people were like, Alex, why are you sending out, why are you making a video on YouTube about how to data log a vehicle? The video that I put out there literally showing a process of me grabbing the SD card, see, you know, the process of receiving it, da-da-da-da-da. I send that to people and they go, thank God you put that up there, dude. I would have been lost without that video. You would have been lost without that video? In the email, it literally states everything. I regurgitated that shit and put it on video. I'm a visual learner. No, you're a dumbass, bro. Okay, so how do I data log? Alex, I'm going to get this goals cam. Chop, chop. Send tune, please. Most frustrated ticket system story. I have many. I'll think about it. Get off those horseshit diaphragm keyboards and get a mechanical switch keyboard. I don't know who you are. Apple keyboards are straight garbage. No sabo, kids. I've learned correct grammar, bro. People are so lazy. They find shortcuts to everything. Wouldn't do a bitch ass thing if I were you. I don't know what he's talking about. Rami's in the house. What's up, Rami? Geez, selling things online is even worse. People will send numbers instead of offers that when I'm sending or what's the lowest. The problem, the biggest issue I have in the ticket system and tuning in general is when someone knows a little bit. Let's say you're an electrical engineer and you work at a power plant or you work somewhere where your degree matters. Well, all of a sudden, you're going to start saying some really dumb shit that might sound smart to you. But when a guy like myself understands what I'm looking at a data log, I think the pulse width is off in the tune because I'm looking at the trims and the trims start to go down when you let off. I see they start to go up when you let off the gasoline, which I'm sure affects fuel trims. And my duty cycle is only 0.32. So I think there's an electrical short somewhere. No, everything you said was wrong. When you let off the gas, it goes into coasting fuel shutoff. And on the way to shutting off the injectors, it can look lean in the log. Like, you could look at a MAF curve on diesel and you would swear it's lean in the middle frequencies. And then I go, wait a minute, when does it happen? It happens on diesel. So I don't even look at the fueling correction on the run down. I look at the fueling correction on the run up. But if you're a mechanical engineer, some kind of engineer, you're going to say, oh, I know more than Alex. I just don't have access to the shit. And then you start popping off on some dumb shit, And I have to literally sit there and explain to him why he's wrong about every single word he sent in an email. And what was worse, when I worked at another tuning company, I had to talk to those motherfuckers on the phone. And nothing is worse than talking to someone you know doesn't know a goddamn thing. And all he needs to do is follow instructions. Sir, I love you. All you need to do is follow instructions. What should I monitor on the N-gauge? I'm going to be honest with you, sir. Unless you feel something way off, I would just keep the N-gauge in the glove box. Well, what the fuck is this N-gauge for then? Why the hell did I buy an N-gauge if I can't monitor anything? Did you monitor anything when you bought the car and it was stock? No. So why would you monitor anything when the car has a cold air and a tune? Because it's different. Stop it. Finally, going to get a Coyote car, 2014 Ruby Red. Oof, 6R80 though. Okay, 39,000 miles, $25,000 for too much or a good deal. Thanks, brother. Seems pretty good because my car had the Ruby Red is a rare 1 year color. The 13 color was like a candy red tinted metallic something. The Ruby Red was 14 and up only in my opinion, as far as I know. And I think that's a decent price for that car, honestly, in this market. And 2 years ago, I wouldn't have said more than 20, 21. But in this market, that's probably pretty good. How many pop and crackle requests do you get a week? At least 10. And then this is what they ask. Hey, Alex, can I get burbles and pops and crackles on my next revision? I go, we don't offer that. We don't offer that that service. We don't offer that tune. Why not? Because we don't offer it. Why not? Other tuners offer it. Pay another $350 and get tuned somewhere else, bro. Why not? Blown away. Imagine you go to Ruth Chris and you go, can I get some chicken McNuggets? We don't offer chicken McNuggets at Ruth Chris. Why not? I can't type 40 words a minute. You better get on it. You better get on it because you're going to get left behind. If you can't type at least 40 words a minute, something's wrong with you. 85 words a minute on Indeed. Resume. I play stupid. I let my tuner tell me what he needs or what to do and provide as much useful information as possible. Steve Gardner says, I'm 29 and it annoys me when someone uses shortened words when they're emailing. Oh my God, when they're, T-H-E-R-E. When they're, I'm 29 and it annoys me when someone uses shortened words when T-H-E-R-E emailing me or texting me. You mean T-H-E-I-R. It's T-H-E-I-R or T-H-E apostrophe R-E. Sorry. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Yeah, even I got it wrong. But I know that's wrong too. Honestly, sometimes it takes my brain. I'm surprised you didn't put brain a second or two to figure it out. So T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. They are. Oh my God. There you go. Just like this. They're an engineer from 6G University. How many times they have told you to call them? Rami? Today? All of us? Six, seven times or so. I was about to call you out on that. Yeah, I had to correct myself. But I'm a paying customer. Alex, did you see the whiteout package for the new tow cares? Who cares? Alex, do you still duke at the gym before you work out? No, I never have shit in the gym. 4.6 years says, thanks, homie. I can't wait. You missed my other paid one, but I didn't bitch and paid again. My dumbass asked while you were talking channel support. Guys, the 10, 15 minutes, I'm probably going to just go off on my own thing, get on my rant, talk some shit, and then we'll get with the people. Fuck, I'm late, says Quan. Oh, my God. Do you think these people are really that dumb or is it really laziness? I don't think they're dumb. I think they're lazy. I think a lot of people have been used to Amazon. You order something on Amazon, it shows up at your door the next day or in 2 days. So with tuning, I think they think that we're Amazon. I think they think that they should get instant service. You order a tune Monday, you'll probably have it by Wednesday at the latest. That's not good enough. Where's my tune? When can I expect my tune? I got today off. I want to do everything today. I have today off. And I set today off and I let you know one day before. And I want to do two fuels. I want to do 93, MS-109, and maybe E85 if I have time. No. No. It's not how it works. Money for lunch. Seems like you need a long vacation. I need the longest vacation. Guys, I'm an IT guy now. I'm an IT guy right now. I'm a help desk guy. Alice, did you ever accept that dude's friend request so he can bounce ideas off of you for free? Quan, he must be an IG guy. So if you guys follow me on IG, some guy was like, hey, I came across your YouTube videos. You'd be a good guy to have on my Facebook page so we can bounce ideas off each other. Are you fucking nuts, bro? Are you psycho? You think I'm going to just take time out of my day to chit-chat with some fucking stranger I've never met in my life to bounce ideas off of? Can you imagine me hitting up some like big wig somewhere? Not that I'm a big wig, but imagine you have issues with your computer and you say, I want to talk to Bill Gates. Not that I'm Bill Gates, but you're talking to someone that that's way up the ladder, dude. And for free? You think I want to talk to you for free? Boy, you crazy. Odin Kinstall last week, and now cabin has constant high-pitched mechanical buzz, white noise at idle driving, cars using VMP BAP and upgraded injectors. Any idea what to check? Check the BAP. If it has a mechanical buzz, is it a VMP BAP and upgraded injectors? I can't imagine what causes a mechanical buzz inside the cabin unless there's something electrical making some kind of issue or shorting or something. Not shorting, but make sure that the BAP is only putting out about 16 to 18 volts to the fuel pump. No more than that. Go back there and listen to it to see if it's actually the BAP itself. Take the panel out, listen to it, see if it's the issue. I can't tell what's buzzing in your car based on your description there, Mr. Flood 247. But obviously, check everything, especially the BAP, because the BAP is inside the cabin. This guy, I think he thinks he's funny, but you get sick of people after a while. You're like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Just email the tune. It's only going to get worse as the safe space generation gets older. Wait till Elon comes out with a robot that installs a Lund tune for you. Damn, I'm late. Who the fuck takes a day off work to get tuned? Everybody. You know, I live in rural Kansas and I can't be. Then send the log whenever you can, dude. You know what people do? I don't think they know how emails work. Our email system goes from oldest to newest. So some people wait till 8 a.m. the next day to send in the log. And then they're waiting by their computer like this. So what do you think happened between 4 p.m. the previous day and 8 a.m. that morning? 40 people emailed, and I get to them before I get to you. So some people think, well, Alex is open now, so I'm going to send it to an 8 a.m. and he should be able to get it really fast. Nope, that's not how it works. I work oldest to newest. So the next ticket that's in my list is incremental in time. So if a guy emailed me at 5 o'clock p.m. the previous day, I'm going to get to his ticket first before I get to your ticket that you sent at 8 a.m. that morning. That's how it works. And if someone is surprised by that last sentence I just made, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I literally don't. Imagine being in a line, right? Imagine being in line to get the newest iPhone and everyone has been camping out all night and you show up 1 minute before Apple opens. You think you're going to get in first before everyone else that's been waiting all night? Bro, that's exactly how it is. Just sent in my log. Why haven't I received a response? Can I call you or Facebook message? What's your Instagram? I want to keep in touch with you, Alex. Hey, Alex, what's your Instagram? What's your Facebook in case I have any questions at night? Alex, hit me up with your Facebook. So if I have an issue tonight, I'll let you know. No, you didn't let me know in the ticket system, and I'll reply tomorrow. Alex, why does it sound like there's a bee in my car when I come to a complete stop? Maybe there's a fucking bee in your car. Look at Joshua Lawrence talking all that shit. First come, first serve. Alex, do you ever get rashes on your foreskin? So apparently he's got a bunch of accounts. FIFO, first in, first out. I log my shit after work and send it immediately and don't check my emails until after work the next day. Same. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. I used to be.
You're not that guy.
I used to be that guy that would log in at night and see if anyone's having issues. Shut the laptop, do my thing, live my life, hang out with my people, eat, chill out, work out, whatever. And at 8 a.m. the next day, I open the laptop. And if your shit blew up the night before, I won't know until 8 the next day. I'm not that guy. I took a day off work to get tuned by someone else, and I'm now tuned by Lund. So it wasn't worth doing. 4 out of 10 would not do again. Oh, my God. Here we go. Dude really wants the bitch, apparently. It's a queue system. It's not your Gmail account. And guys, those people that still have accounts left over from 1995, NotchDaddy69 at AOL.com. 428 Super Cobra Jet 69. Like, where in the fuck do you get off not starting a new Gmail account? Steve underscore McQueen 69 at Yahoo. Yahoo. Guys, Gmail is free. Open a Gmail account. It's really easy to navigate. It's kind of made for dumbasses. And if you still can't figure that out, because some people are used to just their iPhone and it's like a instant messenger, or their Android. It's an instant messenger. So they answer an email just like they answer a text, or just like they answer WhatsApp, or just like they answer Facebook. It's a different app opening the email or message in a similar fashion. And then when they have to sit down in front of a computer, they lose their mind because they're like, this is different. I don't want to have to do this. Meanwhile, most of the world operates that way. There we go. I've said it before. It took a half day to get my Vortec tuned and my Gen 3. I guess you can say I know how to read. It's kind of made for dumbasses. It really is. Truviate. Gmail is made for dumbasses. It's a very easy thing to do. But some people still have issues with it. Some people still sit there and go, what's next? Read, bro. Read. I've had my Outlook email forever. Outlook is different. Outlook is from Microsoft Office, and that works really well. Not only can Microsoft Office work, look, if you have Google on your phone, you can sync everything together. Gmail on your calendar. You can literally tell your phone, compose an email, and talk to it, right? But that's the problem. People literally sit there and want convenience. Instead of saying reply to email, no, they copy paste the email, put it in a brand new email, and they wonder why no one got back to them in time, because you opened a new ticket. And now we have to chase after your ticket that you opened instead of it being replied immediately right back to the tuner that sent you the tune. Lunch just charges stupid tax. We talked about it today. We're like, I'm sorry. We're at the point that half of Nardi's job is chasing down duplicate tickets because people don't know how to use an email. Unbelievable. If they can't talk to Siri or Alexa, they panic. Damn, I got that Yahoo account. My Gmail is porn spam. You got it backwards. The Yahoo should be porn spam. The Gmail should be a legit shit. Best street tires. What the hell does that mean? What's that mean? For what? Best street tire, best muffler, best steering wheel, best paint, best car cover, best wiper. Even Turvy says it's made for dumbasses. It's Turvy certified. 5% inconvenience tax sounds legit. And they're going to be like, why does it cost so much more money? Because I got to deal with your dumbass. I got to chase after your duplicate tickets. You're wanting me to call you? Do you want me to verify that you're a dumbass? And what's the call look like or sound like? Sorry. Have you guys been watching the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial? I have. And Johnny Depp is the dumbest. He is a fox. I could swear he's a fox body owner. I could swear he owns a fox body owner. Jimmy Angeles says the best tires are round. So when they ask Johnny Depp, did anyone see you and Amber have an altercation at the island?
Well, yes, there are 4 people that live in the island. They're family, actually. They're not just people. They've been there for 20 years. They're caretakers for the island. You know, one of them is Consuela. She's a great woman. She comes from an El Salvadorian family of pygmies, and they're great. And the great thing about her is that she has this great personality. Anyway, her personality let me meet someone down in the market, and they became good friends, and she knits my sweaters. And then I found someone that made... Did anyone see you and Amber fight in the island? Yes? No. Who? Consuela. Did you load the tune? Well, look, I don't know much about this computer stuff, but this is what happened. I used to do chip burner. Did you load the tune? You got to let me finish my sentence, because this is how my brain works. I used to do chip burners back in the day, and this guy used to tune my Fox body back in the day, and that thing was a Ripper 2 Chamber Flowmasters 2.5-inch Mac tips. Those things were legit. And then, you know, I got a Trick Flow top end kit, and then we did it with Quarter Horse, and then we ended up doing with the Anderson PM. Did you load the fucking tune in your... I'm getting to it! That's a phone call. So, if you're willing to pay $100 every 5 minutes, I'll call your fucking ass. Because I guarantee, if each call is $100 every 5 minutes, you're going to tell me the information just like that. Did you load tune? Yep. What'd you do? I did this and this and that. Okay. So what ended up happening? Well, I got no communication. Did you push your OBD2 port in? Yes. Oh man, that fixed it. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye. Well, I don't know. I was at the island and, excuse me, Mr. Depp, would you say you have a drinking problem?
I don't have a problem drinking, if that's what you're asking. Define problem, because the definition of problem comes from the Greek word problem. And back in those days, you could have a barrel of wine and be fine. So it's all subjective and relative to the marsal veins of the Kohoutner valve.
I don't want to call you, because you're going to talk like that. Alex bringing out that Bill Cosby voice. Johnny Depp, presidential spam, $100. I feel like jumping out the window talking to fools from the 956. Put a pinch in 956 a la verga. Orale, Holmes. Hey, Alex, I'm really happy I got you on the phone. Hey, man, you know that video where you flip your hat? That's my favorite.
What can I do for you, Bullet Jose? Because everyone is named Bullet, apparently, right? Everyone in the puro pinche 956 a la verga, because it's Bullet puro something. Bullet, Bullet, Bullet Mike, Bullet Jose, Bullet my dick. Oh, what's up, man? Anyway, so
I want my truck to go pow, 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 pow when I desell, but I don't want it to get bad miles per gallon. My buddy Bullet Mike and Bullet Steve and Bullet Jose. How the fuck do you know? How do you differentiate from each other if everyone's named Bullet? Everyone's Bullet. Why the fuck are you Bullet? Is there a Mexican thing in Bullets that's like... Come on, Carlito, the N-gauge won't even turn on. Orale, little Bullet Jesus. Hey, man, Alice is making fun of you. Who? He said Bullet. Imagine you go to a bar in the puro pinche 956 a la verga, cuz, and then you just go in a bar and go, "What's up, Bullet?" And every motherfucker goes, "Oh, fuck all that." Ported Bullet, sounds like Caesar to me. They must get shot a lot. So yeah, phone calls are not going to be a good way, because one, we email you a tune, so everything has to be done via email. If you're not well-versed in the email game, find someone who is. And it's usually your 8-year-old nephew or some shit. And isn't that embarrassing as fuck that you're a grown-ass man with probably a mortgage and credit cards and a kid, and your nephew or daughter or son knows more about computers? Well, fuck computers. I don't give a shit about computers. Gets in his 2022 F450. Stop it. In the tune order, you should have 2-3 on the scale of 1 to 10 IT questions and have it reflect the price. 1 to 5, 25. No, they're all going to pay the cheapest. They're all going to pay the, they're going to go, oh, I get it. I don't,
Man, I know everything. Okay, do me a favor. Go to the tuning status screen on your Engage and show me what it says there. Wait, what? Go to the tuning status screen and show me what it says there. So how do I do that? You turn on the Engage. Orale. You click tuning. Orale. You click status. Oh, man. Why didn't you just say so? Mi troquita cumbia only in here. Alex, it's okay to send a data log for review after I clean my intake filter. Just want to make sure everything is good and I didn't fuck anything up. Yeah, PJ, no problem. Send it in. People do that all the time. If you're within your revision window and you want to do a health and wellness check on your vehicle, send a log, bro. You're good. We got you. There's a lot of tacuaches and stock-ass trucks here in the 956 looking like regular traffic straight pipe. Mullet, bullet, Juan. Tiffany helps me do all my tuning. Who's Tiffany? Do you need to change your oil more frequently than 5,000 miles if you're NA on E85? Yes, because the E85 dilutes the oil quicker. You need 30% more fuel when you're using 85% ethanol, and subsequently you're going to get you're going to end up with fuel in your oil regardless. Just how much depends on how good your rings are. And E85 will dilute the oil quicker than gasoline will generally. Have you guys ever changed your oil and it smells like ethanol? That means you waited a little too long to change your oil. Orale, orale, orale. Like Edward Martinez gives me hope. He's like, he literally talks like one of those. Bueno, puro pinche 956 a la verga, cuz. No, no, onda, qué onda, pedo, no, qué pedo, no, onda, qué pedo. Pedo, verga, órale. Right? But then he's like, hey, Alex, I ended up putting the boost controller, I let the APSI, and then I rented out to about 2.5 seconds, and I think it broke the tires loose, so I'm going to lengthen that a little bit and maybe give the little bit more bite on the lower control arms, give them a little bit more bar angle, and maybe a couple of clicks on the compression. What do you think? And I go, yeah, that sounds really good. Okay, no pedo, pedo. Que pedo, verga. Shit. Chale, compa. Neta. I always test my ring lands with nitrous. Them FL-287s are hard to find. Yeah, that sounds like Edwin. Man, this fucking guy, he was talking all this shit, man. I went to the bar and una chingaita, bien chingona, tú sabes, bien chingona. And then, no pedo, tú sabes, me dice, well, tú no le dices nada a esa mujer. Ah, no, no, pa la verga. What? Oh, you gotta love it, gotta love it. That's exactly how he talks. He is like, I'm not saying all Mexicans are dumb or Puerto Ricans or Dominicans, but when someone like Edwin talks to me, I go, nice. Like that whole camp is, the whole camp is pretty with it. And I'm like, that bueno. There's guys painting the house here. And one time they were by my window and they're like, verga, pedo, verga. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Edwin, Gen 1 Coyote is the only Coyote to prove Alex wrong 700 plus. Yes, he's like the unicorn of all unicorns. Fierro, compa, fierro, compa. No lie, almost all the guys who have bullet names drive Mustangs. Miguel Mejia, the valley summed up at the meets. Verga, pedo, pedo, verga, chale, neta. Thank God I have Google Translate. We don't need no stinking badgers. Fierro, fierro a la verga. Tuned a guy on a dyno, made good power, brings it back because the car would not idle. He loaded a SCT Bama tune thinking he could stack tunes. Oh, okay, man. So, okay, White Owl Performance did a good job on my car. So his tune is currently on the car. So what I'm going to do is I like the throttle map of the Bama tune. So it's like a sandwich. You put it there, bread. And then the mayonnaise, which is another tuner. And then you get the meat. And then you get the corn. And then the mayonnaise. And then the paprika. And then the other bread. The best of 14 worlds. Yeah, I've heard of that shit. When's the merch coming, Alex? Shit, I got no time for that. I literally have no time. They also say, nombre güey está con madre. Nombre güey está con madre a la verga. Nombre güey está con madre la verga? What? Why? That don't even make sense. Like, it's like name, bro. It's with mom to the dick. DTO Mike, ew, that part of the 956, their cruise night is whack as fuck. Nothing in cars and trucks and big ass wheels. Holy shit, that can't be real Jesus. Or Jesus. Jesus. What did Jesus say? Let me see Jesus. No. There's no Jesus here. How the fuck you? John J. I don't know who the fuck Jesus is or Jesus. Alex, going to look at a Turbo T56 Gen 1 car tonight. What should I watch out for? Anything specific? Should I check? A Turbo T56 Gen 1 car. Is it an on-3 car? If it is, all you have to do is not go. No, Mahe, are you reviewing the Stage 3 D4? No, I'm just going to leave it in the garage for looks. I think it looks really good in the garage. They also say oof constantly in the 956. Like, she. Remember when you were watching Valley Racing Channel and there was like, she. Oof, 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 oof. Shut up. Stupid. No, Jesus Christ. Who knows? It's a 956 thing that they only understand each other. Dicen que está con tu madre, pinche viejo verguero. What's your opinion on spec clutches, guys? When it comes to clutches, I'm a Mantic guy. Ben Callimer gave me an RXT for the Stage 3 D4. He said, hey, if it's loud, put a Mantic in it. And I'm like, yeah, I will see. That's the part of the test. And that's the money you have to come out of pocket because you got to pay someone to do the work because I don't have the facilities. And if I don't like the clutch, got to take it out, buy a Mantic, put it in there. That's what he said. Off topic. Swapping from a 680 to a Glide. Already have a manual PCM. Do I need to order a manual harness or can I use my stock auto harness? Jim Hogg, if it's a Gen 1, I would call power by the hour on that one. I don't know. Someone will tell you you can use your stock harness. I don't know what's going to happen when the trans or the body harness is like, where's the auto trans? Like, where is it? I think you need manual stuff, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Sheesh and oof are the new swag. Look at how fast the word died. My sheesh is louder than yours. Oof. Jesus Christ is here. 956 guys fart in their hand and throw it out the window so they don't smell up the mamalona. Birria taco air freshener for the win. Mantic expensive, but well worth it. Absolutely. Alex, no, it's a custom hot side with a precision turbo, and the guy did cold tight himself. Look good, but don't know a whole lot about the turbo cars. Look, custom to me screams issues. He might be talented. He might be awesome. How's the back pressure? How does he have valve springs in it? If he has valve springs, he probably had back pressure issues. Jake doesn't have a back pressure issues on his remote mounted turbo. They made 1,000, never made that weird burbling sound it does at 8,000 RPMs when valve flow is very prevalent. But honestly, you're gonna have to take it for a ride and see if you like it. Feels good. Go watt in it. Maybe he has some dynos he can share with you, dyno numbers that are legit. So that's something I would look out for. Tony's in the house. What's up, brother? You just woke up. You were snapping all day napping, brother. You just came in at the end of the show, brother. Here we go. Every day is 420. Jeez, I like it, Ray Ray. If you smoke weed straight down, you go. Do the spring hubs on the Mantic help significantly with noise? Yes. Sprung hubs absolutely help with noise. Unsprung hubs are a little on the loud side, but engagement and everything really has nothing to do with it. Dudes listen to one dude on TikTok now, and they think they know everything and argue with professionals because TikTok dude knows better. Funny thing is, my face, my likeness is on TikTok, and people think I run that page. I don't run that page at all. When is the next DTC stream? I don't have that dating channel, the TDC. DTC sounds like the transmission in GT500. Saturday, Daniel, 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Saturday. Tony, hey Alex, how light can you get a Gen 1 car without H-Town gutting it? 3,100 pounds or so? 3,100 pounds? Alex, you ever see the movie Fast Company with drag car movie? No. Finally catching it live. Coming from a photo shoot peasants, Alexi B. Was it with an iPhone? Because if it was with an iPhone, it wasn't a photo shoot. Loading tunes and sending logs through the TDN app is super simple. The only thing I don't like is I can't view a log. Good. 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 Why do you want to see a log? Why do you want to see a log, Cliff Hatcher? Why don't you let the professional look at the log? I love that you can't look at a log. It's awesome. Dating that channel. DTC stream. Also, everyone in the 856, you mean 956? Names their GMC Chevy starting with La, like La Bud, La Light, La Betty White. It's honestly hilarious. La Deuda. Yeah, 856. What's the 856 area code? 856 area. It's New Jersey. So apparently everyone in New Jersey, the 856, representing Wilmington. In New Jersey? Wow, crazy. No, sir, professional photographer and a model. What, she's showing, does she have her ass out in front of the VMSs? Because he's going to tell you to raise Spark. Right, thank you.
I want to look at a data log.
You don't want to look at a data log. You don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah, I do. I know how to look at short trims.
What about long trims? Wait, the what now? Sam Henderson came a member. Thank you, sir. I got to get a Gen 3 1080. What mods you recommend, Poppy? Turn around and get the MT82. Sorry, bro. I'm good with the 1080. I'll pass. Unless you're going to boost it immediately and stop fucking around and be at around under 800 horsepower, you'll have a 9-second car you can actually enjoy. What's up, buddy? Alex, I have a Stage 3 NA cams in my Gen 2 Roush Coyote. Will those cams make more power than the stock ones? More horsepower, less torque. More horsepower, less torque. Who even logs the VMS though? La hasta a la verga. Hey Holmes, careful when you pump gas in my little Betty. Alex, did a 60 to 130 my draggy in my G8, did a 71. What do you think is fast for a four-door car? That's quick. That's pretty quick. My car went 6.9 or 6.8, 6.9. Jake's truck that went 10s did a 71. That's actually pretty quick. Alex, getting a T56 Mag for my Cobra. Wanting to swap the Cobra T56 in my Gen 2 MT82 car. No, I wouldn't. It's not meant for high RPMs. The Coyote is a high revving car. The Cobra T56, in my opinion, is not great in stock form for high revs. And Ben Calamer was one that told me that. So there you go. Trying to build the badass MT82 Gen 3 car. I enjoy my stick shift car. It helps me dial in the nitrous tune-up. Nope. 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 Tuner, 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 tuner. Aluminum, look, if you're looking at trims, I am assuming you know your ethanol percentage if it's E85. I am assuming that you know that you can adjust fuel trims with, if they're dialed in NA, I'm assuming you know how to dial in fuel trims with the fuel jet, okay? The fuel jet. If you're advanced like that, okay, I understand. And maybe Brandon can send you the HPL. You know what I mean? Actually, why can't you download the HPL? You can't download the thing you upload? Hey, you can't. I don't know anything about TDN because I don't fucks with it right now. You can't download what you upload on the TDN app because that's literally an HPL log. Can Tony Wheelie. Jizz, white or bloody red. Got it. La Pussy Wagon. Eruption green or ruby red? Ruby red. I don't like any green. Oh, yeah, honestly, I don't like any green. I don't like Gotta Have a Green. I don't like Grabber. I don't like anything. I like darker colors, ruby red because it's on the darker side. I love that lava red that came in early Gen 1s. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. 2016 SS Sedan, 619 at 60 to 130. That's fast, fast. That is fast, fast. That's legit. Thank you, sister John Shoemaker. I want you to tune my car once I get my tune. No. Nope. If it ends up by the luck of the draw that I get your car, good. But if you request Alex, you're not going to get Alex. You're not. No, you. It's going to go to whoever gets it, plain and simple. You could beg all you want. It doesn't matter. But my E85 tested at E70. Right. My E85 tested at E70. When I see that, I laugh so hard because the sentence makes no sense and Jeremiah Camp gets it. What if I pay extra? No. Santana. No. Pay what you're going to pay, and you're going to get Brandon, Dakota, Junior, or me. And we all tune exactly the same. See, you think I'm going to be your friend. What's up, man? Oh, man, remember you, Santana, from the chat? You remember? Oh, man, that's fucking badass, bro. Oh, that's cool, man. What's your car run? Who you going to get? Can I get your Facebook? Can I get your Facebook? What's your jizz taste like? Did you have a lot of oranges today? Because I might want to go in there and suck on that bitch, my baby. No. No. We're good. We're good. Thank you very much. I love you, though. You could love me all you want. You could love me. You could try to suck on this bitch. That doesn't mean you're going to get me. This will be the last package I ever send your ass. I want you to request Alice so he can. No, he's tuning a 5.0 with Corsa Extremes. Aluminum drive shaft worth the money, weight reduction? Yes. But you're going to get noise, vibration, and harshness. All right, guys. 1 hour. It's done. Wanted your opinion. I have a 2012 5.0 MT82 1.2 shift in the middle of a turn. Makes a crunch sound, but not when shifting going straight. Could be that while the limited slip holds up the drive shaft a little bit because you do have a limited slip diff, it might, the synchros might have a little tough time lining up and getting it into the next gear. I'm out of here. Thank you. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to talk some shit again. We'll see what happens during the day, but I'm sure we'll come up with subject matter and have another hour's worth of fun. Again, guys, if you don't know how to email, learn to type 40 words a minute. Take some reading comprehension classes because everything is typed out for you in the email and it'll make your life easier and our life easier and get you done, tuned, and to the racetrack sooner than later. Have a great rest of your Thursday. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.